And the news today in the business world is that Amazon is pulling the plug on New York City. The online retail giant had promised to build a new headquarters with 25,000 new jobs in Queens in exchange for billions in tax breaks, but local opposition was too much. Robin Farzad is following this story. He's host of Public Radio's Full Disclosure. Hi, Robin.
Hi, Jeremy.
So Amazon said in a statement today that it was clear local politicians would not work with the company to build the relationships required to get this headquarters off the ground. What happened exactly?
Well, step back for a second and think about Jeff Bezos's awful 2019 to begin with. Here's the wealthiest man in the world in the midst of the most expensive divorce in history, and the National Enquirer trying to blackmail him. So then leftists and New York City community organizers are railing against what Bezos thought was the gift of a lifetime. So, of course, you want to dump someone on Valentine's Day.
You say leftists. You're talking about politicians on the left in New York City who didn't want this headquarters in Queens.
Yeah. I mean, Amazon is such a lightning rod. It's a tech mega player valued at something like $800 billion that's still vying for regional tax breaks. And other critics say it's not diverse enough in its hiring. The benefits it pays out are the share of taxes it pays. You think about New York's decrepit subway system. So Amazon and Bezos are naturally targets for activists like, you know, AOC and Bernie Sanders, and they've been outspoken about this.
But people like the Democratic governor of New York, Andrew Cuomo, was absolutely in favor of this headquarters being put in Queens.
Of course. I mean, you see swaths of Queens are still in dereliction. They're old semi-industrial applications. They're brownfields. You can bring a world-class company like this and suddenly say that we are on par with Seattle as HQ2. And it would be a huge trophy if you're running for president or something down the line. But I think he underestimated the vast blowback, especially from people in the progressive part.
Now, just to remind everybody, as if the whole search for a second headquarters didn't get enough attention, Amazon had asked all cities across the country to submit their bids and say, we want Amazon to come in with a second headquarters. They ended up picking two, New York and just outside of Washington, D.C., Crystal City, Virginia. That was big news for those places. Now that they are saying they're not going to put a second headquarters split in New York City, what happens?
Yeah, the company is saying it's going to go ahead and supplement hiring at its many other hubs to kind of cushion the blow of this bombshell announcement today. Northern Virginia, you said Crystal City, it's going to be a huge beneficiary. And you can be sure that all sorts of runners up, you know, everyone from Miami and smaller cities in the Sun Belt are calling up Seattle today to try to get in on more of that.
But what they're saying is that they're not going to do another one. It's going to be Washington or just outside of Washington, and then they'll beef up Nashville.
Right. But if you take the notional amount that would have been done in New York over several years, maybe you can make a case that, like, guys, let me take 5,000 at a time here. Maybe you can kind of spread the love and sprinkle the wealth.
Is it possible that they're going to see the same kind of opposition locally in Virginia that they saw in New York City and that they won't end up putting a second headquarters there?
Not nearly as much opposition down here in Virginia. There is fear over the infrastructure hit, you know, how a region already infamous for its traffic bottlenecks and shortage of affordable starter homes is going to absorb this gift. But I think most other places are desperate for this kind of thing. They're not in a position like New York to be able to have Google and Yahoo and Apple and other places and Wall Street as backups.
Just briefly, Robin, the story driving the markets today is not this Amazon news. It's the fact that retail sales fell 1.2% in December, biggest drop since September of 2009. What's going on there?
I mean, it's unbelievable to think that you have an economy like this, which is near full employment and the stock market doing well. But we are coming off of a period that saw a triple hit of headwinds, partial government shutdown, the stock market's pullback in December, then a stretch of poor weather. So if you're a category like retail that's desperate for good news, you don't have any sort of margin of safety.
It's Robin Farzad, host of Public Radio's Full Disclosure. Thank you.
My pleasure. Take care.